Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to the Strange Ways podcast. Keep on rocking. Strange Ways.
Aw, yeah. How you doing? This is Jody Havnat. I'm here with
D-Rock.
We Hi, just Curly. Got back from Contamination DEF CON 4, and guess what happened?
Lots of shit.
It was a really, really fucking good time. It and we're going to give you the...
definitely one of the best days to mark down in our history books.
It was definitely a party. It was a good time. So here's how it went. We wake up early. I got off work at... I didn't even get home last night till almost 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just was like, oh, man, I can't sleep, dude.
Neither of us could.
I was just thinking about Ace Frehley all night. And, you know, I never met Ace before, so, this was awesome. So anyway, we wake up early. We make our little trip over there to the Holiday Inn over in, South County. And we get there, and Ace isn't ready yet. So we got plenty of time to check out everything else. So tell them what happened, D-Rock.
Well, we ended up paying our money, getting our tickets and everything, and then we wheel on through, and the first person we come up to was Frank Bishop.
Yeah! Yeah.
Did all those, chopper
classic
movies
biker
and all
flicks.
That.
He's even in Hellride. Tarantino's probably his newest thing.
Yeah.
Which I actually do have that DVD, which was cool to see him in person. He's been in a lot of shit.
And he was cool, he came around and shook our hands, got our pictures taken with it.
Right, and we will post those on the Strange Ways deal later on. We just came straight back to the studio all hyped up on Ace Frehley and Kiss, and just the whole day was awesome. And, yes, we meet Frank Bishop, and, is that his name?
Yes!
I've got a buzz on, you know me. But, it was really cool. They were all really cool to us. But we also saw some, local buddies. Rocket Ride, they were there hanging
Rocket
out.
Rocket Ride was there.
And John Wicker, who I've never met in person. He's always all over Facebook all the time.
Yes.
And so that was cool. We met a lot of cool people online. Just like, you know how it is when you go to a Kiss show. Everybody's just like, hey, everybody's friends, because we're all kind of the same in a way. You can relate to the other Kiss fans. I can. So you can always just, it's awesome. I love it. So, yeah, we meet Frank Bishop, and then, there's, all this horror memorabilia and all this cool shit everywhere, and, so D-Rock's in a wheelchair today because his feet are fucking with him, so I'm pushing him around, and I'm going a little too fast and bumping into all this
trying
shit.
Trying to knock over shit.
Right, it's like I'm speeding down through these aisles.
Slamming, I just had 2 surgeries on my feet, and he's slamming my feet into the walls.
It's because we hadn't met Ace yet, and then so it's like where you meet Ace is separate from where all the other shit in the convention was happening, so it's like we're trying not to waste too much time because we don't want to miss him. We didn't know exactly how it was going to go down, so I'm speeding us down through these lanes, and all these people are like, whoa, watch out.
I'm just looking at him like, yeah, sorry, I have no control of this.
It was pretty funny. We got a couple looks, but whatever. It was pretty cool. We also met, then right after we meet Larry, we turn around that corner, and there's Kane Hodder, man, fucking Jason Voorhees, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, dude, we're talking to him. We're like, hey, man, can you get a picture with you, right?
We asked him if we could get our picture taken with him, and he's like, I'm going to choke you out.
Right. It's like, alright, go ahead.
He comes around the corner, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm like, dude, it's the only part of me that hasn't been busted up yet. Go ahead.
Right. So, so Kane comes around, chokes D-Rock. I take the picture.
Dude's got some strong hands.
That's what I was going to say, dude. He looked like, when he took a picture of me, he choked me so hard, I could still feel it in my neck, dude. Like 30 seconds more, and I might have passed out, I swear to God.
He was probably taking it easy on me, but I was already looking all crippled and pathetic the way it was.
But yeah, he really fucking choked me, and it was creepy if you, looking into his creepy
eyes,
dude.
His eyes, man, look the same as they do, Yeah, when they do the close-up of his face and the mask, That's exactly what you see when you look at him.
He's a disturbing individual. He choked the fuck out of me today. Like, right. Literally, gosh.
It kind of makes you feel like you're in one of those movies when you look in his eyes and he has those hands around your
throat. Dude, I can still feel exactly where the pressure was applied on my throat.
Holy
still
crap,
hurts.
I was waiting for the machete to
but
come
it's cool.
Out.
If you're going to get choked by someone, you might as well get choked by fucking Jason.
You can get it done the right way.
Right, by a professional choker. You know?
Yeah.
I was almost looking for a machete to come into play.
Right. But, that's what I was saying.
Right. But, you know. So, yeah, it was pretty fucking cool. I don't know. I've never met him before. And it's not like we were sat down for a cup of tea. The motherfucker choked me.
Right.
Hard, dude. It's crazy. So then,
then we scoot up a little bit further around the corner.
Who
then
we see? Motherfucking.
Then we run into Johnny. The old man that played Grandpa from the from the Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, Johnny Dugan. John Dugan.
Yeah.
That guy was really cool, man.
He was, dude.
And he actually hung out with us for a little bit. We were talking
and
shit.
Joking with us, you know.
We got him to, like, sign an 8x10. Yeah. What did he sign on yours, D-Rocker?
Well, we got this really cool pictures of him. It's, like, black and white of him, like, sitting out in some chair on the porch, you know, like out in the country, all hunched over, looking old.
Yeah, looking like Grandpa. I mean, he's Grandpa from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the real Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And I don't know what he wrote on your picture, but he wrote, you know, Derek, it's hammer time.
It's hammer time. Mine, he said something about, I don't remember. I already, you know, I don't have it here now. I already dropped it off at home. But it wasn't as cool as it's hammer time.
Right.
It's something twisted, but it's hammer time. You can't get any better than that.
And then, like, right next to him was the Alex guy that...
Oh, boy.
That played
the kid from Child's Play, the Chucky movies. Yeah, get this, people.
And,
check this out.
You know, I mean, even though, you know, the... You know, we got Grandpa to sign autographs.
Right.
He actually came around and took pictures with us and shit.
Right, yeah.
And then Jody gets up and he's like, D-Rock, you know, take our picture. So
yeah, so D-Rock takes a picture of me with the kid from Chucky, or from Child's Play.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Jody's like, dude, you want to get your picture taken with him? I was like,
What's his name? Alex Vincent or something.
Alex Vincent.
Something like that.
And Jody's like, dude, you want to get your picture taken with him? I'm like, no, I really don't like getting my picture taken that much. Yeah. And he just sat there and watched us get him taken with
John. You could see it. Like, he was like, what the fuck? On his face, the dude was like,
I didn't have the heart to tell him Child Play sucked.
Right.
You know?
D-Rock refused because he didn't like the movie, but you could tell it, like, kind of hurt the dude. Because I got my picture with him, and D-Rock had taken it, and we just spent all this time hanging out with Grandpa from the Texas Chainsaw and everything, and we're taking pictures with him, and this Alex kid's right there.
Yeah.
And then I get my picture. I'm like, D-Rock, you want to... Nah, man, I don't like getting my picture taken. The kid had this, like, a smile that turned into, like, a frown. He, like, walked off with his head down.
But then after we got out of there, I kind of felt bad about it because...
It was kind of horrible.
I kind of felt bad because, you know, he was sitting there when John Dugan was asking me, you know, how do you spell my name, you know? And he's like, and Alex Vincent was like, I wanted a brother named Derek. He died. You know,
oh, no.
Like, oh,
I didn't hear
shit.
That.
And I just remembered that after I just turned him down, and I'm like,
Jody,
get back here and wheel us away.
I was really worried you were trying to get out of there real quick. I was looking at the.
I'm like trying to do it myself. I'm like, please.
Oh, yeah, you just crushed that kid from Chucky or what a Child's Play. He reminded me of a student that we used to know named Chris Connor.
Yeah, he did. Bad.
Yeah. Oh, we want to say a special hello to little Frankie. We met him in line
what's
today.
Up, what's
and
up, man?
Him and his dad were both Kiss freaks, and this kid's been playing like Peter Criss drums since he was like 5, right? So he may be coming over and jamming with us on a Kiss cover. Just
yeah, maybe
kicks.
Sitting in a round
and his,
table.
Yeah, his
with
dad
us,
and
you know?
Himself might round table it with us on maybe the next album that we do or something. But yeah, if you guys are listening, what's up, guys? It was nice to meet you. It was pretty cool. There was a bunch of horror people. We met Leatherface. I can't remember his name.
Next, we met Tom Tower.
Tom Towels, I believe. Yeah, he was like the cop in Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yes.
He was also in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Was he also in
Unknown
Flick? Evil Dead?
No, but I think he was in Night of the Living
Dead.
Night
of the Living Dead,
yes.
Yeah. But, you know, he was pretty nice. He was a pretty nice guy.
He was a real cool dude.
Real foul-mouthed guy like us. He said a lot of fuck and a lot of shit. And I was like, huh.
He's like, I gotta sit down, man. My fucking knees hurt.
Yeah. He was like a cuss like a sailor, just like D-Rock. So we got along with that guy pretty well.
Maybe he's my real dad.
Right. You guys did look a little bit alike.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, so yeah, we met all these people, bumped into a lot of cool friends and shit. We ran into Tim O'Saban, an old buddy, Fragile Porcelain Mice days. Yeah. And
then we made our last circle around before we headed to go see Ace.
Yeah.
And ran into Leatherface.
Oh yeah, Leatherface. I don't remember what his actual name is.
I don't even know how to pronounce
it. I don't either. But yeah, Leatherface is a big, tall dude, of course, and
kind of reminds you of the dad off the Orange County Choppers.
Yeah, a little bit.
Out.
Like Paul Senior or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a big old guy that's still really
big
muscular,
white beard,
and huge,
big mustache, and, just rock solid.
Yeah, totally cool though. He like
he
got
was
down.
Awesome.
D-Rock was in a wheelchair, like we said, so all these people were really, really nice to him.
Yeah,
you know,
they really, you know, accepted it, you know, and accommodated, you know, the fact that I was in a wheelchair, so they didn't
and I had to wheel you all around. I wasn't too good at driving that thing, but we got it. We got it. Let's try it. So, yeah, so eventually we got just the anxiety. It was like, man, let's go check and see if Ace is coming. And then all of a sudden this guy's like, hey, here's the deal. You got to get in this line and blah, blah, blah. So we think that's happening, and then it seems like that's taking forever. And me and D-Rock are just out there smoking and doing whatever. And eventually the line starts moving, and we're just chatting it up with all the Kiss people and, you know, having a pretty good time. It was kind of hot. And,
yeah.
But
eventually made it in the line.
Yeah, so then you go in, and it was just like, there's Ace. And it was just so fucking crazy. I wheeled D-Rock in, and all of a sudden Ace just like, he was sitting down and he gets up all smiling and comes over because D-Rock's in the wheelchair, right? And so I was like, how are we gonna do this? And he's like, I'll just get up, you know. So he comes over and he puts his arm on around D-Rock and shit, and it was real quick and easy. D-Rock couldn't hardly speak.
I didn't know what to say. He first thing he did was like shook my hand, and all I could say was, nice to meet you.
You know what I did, man? I shook his hand, and then I said, man, let me shake your left hand, because, man, that's the one that did everything. You know, the vibrato, everything he did is with his left hand. So he actually shook both of my hands, and so we sat down. I got my picture, obviously, but I was like, dude, you should let us get a little promo. He's like, all right, man, just stick around. Let me get through these autographs. I'm like, okay. So we're sitting around after the fact, and everyone's going in, and everybody's just kind of hanging around, and, you know. And so we're like, maybe, 10 feet from where Ace is inside signing. It was just tripping me out, because we met him so quickly. It happened so damn fast, and it was over so fast. And then we're just, 10 feet from the guy for an hour and a half, waiting for him to get done signing this shit so we could talk to him more.
And it seemed like he kept looking out the door to see if we were still there.
And it's like all these people were just like waiting around. It was pretty cool, but eventually I was starting to give up hope that he was gonna still throw us a bone, which he did. And you know, so then I went back in the room and I closed the door, so it was just me, Ace, and that John guy.
Yeah, the manager guy.
Yeah, the manager dude, and then the bodyguard, I guess. So there was the three of them. And Ace is all, what are we doing? And the guy's like, they want to get the sound and this and that, but we can't have video. And Ace is like, oh, okay. And It was funny though because I had him do the piece, and then
being a fanboy
and all this shit. I'm like, dude, thanks, Ace, man. I fucking love you. It's just like he's just smiling at me like, oh boy.
Yeah, it was funny.
But I will say, Ace looked bored out of his fucking mind, dude. I don't know if it was because it was Sunday. Yeah, and there wasn't really a huge crowd. Like, I honestly expected we were going to roll up into, like, you know, at least a few hundred people in a line, at least. I was thinking maybe even 1,000, you know?
I thought it was funny, though, too, when you, when you had the camcorder and you were trying to get the thing. He's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, and then you told him, and then he's, And then, yeah. So then the manager guy repeats it, and he's like, he says it, he's like, okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll run the. We already ran the beginning part for this episode, but maybe I'll run the full audio at the end so people can hear how goober I am. But yeah, we didn't want to do like
a fool for yourself because we went through so much to get it.
Yeah, it was just so cool to actually meet Ace. I never met Ace before, and like you know how I am. The whole reason I play guitar, my whole everything about the way I play, I'm Ace, dude. I love Ace. I even told him, I'm like, dude. When I first sat down for my picture, I'm like, dude, you know how you had said that when you met, like, Dick Clark, he was God to you? I'm like, well, I'm in your shoes, man, you know? You're God to me. And he's like, you know, he was like Yoda to me, dude. Like, my wise.
God I am to you.
Yeah. Basically. And, you know, but it was cool because this one dude that we knew from Belleville, Bobby Webb. He was there and he brought his son and he went in and he's pretty much a rocker. He's got some serious shit going for himself and his bands. Yeah. But, dude, he came out of there shaking and, like, teary-eyed. He's like, oh, my God.
Right.
I just thought it was so cool because there's not a whole lot of celebrities. I could give a fuck about meeting any, you know.
Right.
It was like awesome to meet like Grandpa and all these people.
Enough people on one hand I could count that I want to meet.
Yeah, know? But, you know, we'd met.
Just met one of them.
I love all that horror shit, and it was cool to meet him, but I didn't really give a fuck.
The other.
But meeting Ace,
that's. Kiss people.
Right. Meeting Ace, though, is happening. That was really fucking awesome.
It still hasn't, like, really registered in. And, right. You know, we just shook hands and got our pictures taken.
I shook both of his hands.
Autographs.
I'm hoping that some of his DNA of his left hand is going to go into my fingers more than I already got.
But yeah, I got the personalized autographs.
Yeah,
CD,
dude, I got the anomaly autographs and shit. I just got the picture, you know, whatever. I wish I would have thought to bring, like, an album, but I just didn't. I don't know.
I wasn't sure if I had the Alive 2 album in the back of the car or not still. And
right.
Otherwise, I would have grabbed that, you know, instead of the new CD. But
I think it's cooler to have his CD signed, like his own solo.
Right,
shit.
But I mean, I still would people have were having extra to have him sign.
People were paying
too.
$500 to get their freaking Les Paul signed.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. I would not pay $500 for anyone's signature.
No. But ever. It's like you said earlier, though. I mean, they know that anybody can turn right around and sell that guitar for...
Yeah, it's going to make whatever,
you know,
the value go
money,
up. But
you know, and
I still don't think... Say, you like, some of this one kid had an Epiphone, just a Les Paul copy, you know. And, you know, you can get those for about $150.
Right.
I still don't think, even with Ace's signature, that you're going to get more than $500 for it. I don't even think you could get $500 for it, even with his signature.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't know. But I wouldn't pay that.
Depends on what kind of Epiphone it is and what kind of shape it is.
I'm just saying, like, I saw one. I literally saw one today. I know what they cost.
Yeah, I saw two dudes walk in with, like, the same guitar.
Yeah. And those are awesome. Don't get me wrong. I think any kind of Les Paul.
Yeah, but I'm still not going to pay $500.
Just because it's signed by Ace.
Yeah, you know, to get it signed.
Because
yeah.
It's still just a, you know, I don't know. I like autographs, but a picture to me is cooler.
Yeah.
You know, it lasts.
It's more personal.
It's more of like, hey, you remember this?
It's like we were saying, anybody can say that, you know, they autographed, so-and-so autographed this, you know. They still have to go and have it authentized,
you know.
Well,
you can buy autographs, you know, that have already been autographed. You can buy signed records.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, real,
it's cooler when you get it yourself.
Real people are going to want to go and have it.
Authentic or whatever.
Yeah. Authentized.
Authentized.
You know, they want to make sure it's genuine, you know, and make sure it's the real deal before they
buy it. Get a certificate of authentized.
Authenticity.
I know.
I know, it's just hard to say this word sometimes.
It's been a long day, a good fun day. And Clinton, our buddy, obviously isn't even here today. We didn't
poor
even
dog.
Mention him, but the poor dog, let me tell you what happened to him. And we might have to wrap this up. This is supposed to be a mini little report, but it's going a little long, apparently. But Clinton couldn't go, and here's why. You're not even going to believe this story, and I think it needs to be out there. It wasn't on the local news, and it should have been. Maybe, I don't know. But here's what happened to him. This is why he couldn't go with us today, and it sucked for him not to be there. But we got his back. I got him an Ace Frehley pick directly from the man, so it's pretty cool. But anyway, I'll give him that when I see him. But anyways, so Clinton didn't go because, well, let's just take it back. And instead of telling you why, I'll just tell you how the chain of events went. Basically, Clinton, someone stole his bicycle. Not like a motorcycle, but stole his bike, right?
He lives in a pretty rough area.
Well, he lives in a great area that's close to a rough area.
Well, yeah.
And so they can get into his area pretty easy. But anyways, so this dude comes up and steals Clinton's bike. Well, Clinton knows because he's got surveillance. And so he goes back and he's watching, trying to get the tapes to watch it back and everything. And he's like, I don't know exactly what he was doing, but he's like back behind his back behind his like TV, fucking around trying to fuck with some wires and shit. And I don't know exactly what happened, but he got twisted up somehow and like ended up falling and hurting his knee, right?
Yes.
And he wouldn't even have to be doing this had this, you know, stupid motherfucker not stolen his bike. So because some idiot decided he needed, you know, a bike to sell for a fucking crack rock, Clinton didn't get to meet Ace Frehley today. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yes.
But, you know, we held it down for our brother, you know. But it's just so stupid that this guy, you know, we all made these plans, and then he gets his knee all fucked over trying to watch surveillance tape because his freaking bike got ripped off.
Yeah, and we were worried about me with this infection and everything.
Right.
With my fever spiking and everything.
Right, yeah.
And
so
then
it ended up like
Clinton. His knee.
Yeah, it's like, man, we can't win for losing or whatever the saying is. But anyways, we wanted to just give you a little mini report on the DEF CON, you know, 4 contamination down in St. Louis. It was great.
Kicked ass.
It was awesome. A lot of cool people, a lot of good times. And we just wanted to basically, you know, run with it. We had a good time. We just wanted to talk about it while it was fresh in our minds. Sounds like we're rambling probably, and we probably are.
Yes.
But anyways, we're not even going to give you a Kiss cover for this episode. You're going to have to stay tuned. We're going to be recording in a couple weeks. Rocket Ride's going to be here, so stay tuned for that. That's our brothers. They're coming down. They're going to do some rock and roll with us. We're going to talk some Kiss shit. But anyways...
Now you get to hear the full version
of
the
We're just going to run. Instead of a cover, you're going to hear the full Ace little audio clip recorded this afternoon.
With Jody Tone.
Trying to get our little Strange Ways clippy clip.
Confessing his love.
Right, yeah. Gushing on like a little schoolboy about how I'm obsessed with Kiss and Ace Frehley in general. But yeah, so, you know, thanks for listening. It's Clinton. We'll see you soon, buddy. Get well. Anyways, once again, this is your boy Jody Havnot.
And I'm D-Rock.
And check out this weird little audio clip. Good night.
It's rolling. Where's the mic? It should pick him up as long as it's pretty close to him.
But is the mic in the front or the back?
Yeah, it's in the front. Just point it away from
him. Yeah, upside. What are you doing?
No, I'm doing it this way because I don't want to take video.
Hmm?
It's taking video, which I don't want.
Oh.
So just say, hi, this is Ace Frehley. You're listening to the Strange Ways podcast.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Strange Ways podcast.
Yeah, you're listening to the Strange Ways podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to the Strange Ways podcast. Keep on rocking.
Thank you, Ace. That's so cool, man. I love you.
All right, Kiss Army. That's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it.
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f- oh, f- me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene it's with like a with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommies all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap trickin'.